Welcome, curious souls, to another episode of Whispers from the Void. Today, we dive into the murky depths of the ocean to explore the enigmatic and terrifying beings known as the Deep Ones. These ancient creatures, with their amphibious features and dark intentions, have haunted human myths and Lovecraftian tales alike. Joining me are our esteemed experts, Dr. Connor O'Donnell, Dr. Sarah Jacobs, Dr. Elizabeth Murray, Alistair Crowley, and Raven Nightshade. Let's begin. Dr. O'Donnell, let's start with you. Can you give us an overview of the origins of the Deep Ones in myth and literature?
Of course, Alex. The Deep Ones first appeared in the works of H.P. Lovecraft, specifically in The Shadow Over Innsmouth. Lovecraft described them as an ancient race of amphibious beings worshipping elder gods like Dagon and Hydra. They are said to reside in underwater cities such as the fabled Yahanthe, and have been intertwined with human history through dark pacts and terrifying appearances.
Are there any historical or mythological precedents for the Deep Ones outside of Lovecraft's stories?
Indeed, Alex. Many cultures have myths about aquatic beings. For instance, the Sumerians worshipped a fish god named Dagon, which Lovecraft drew upon. There are also the Greek myths of Triton and other sea gods, as well as various legends of merfolk and sea monsters in maritime folklore.
Raven, from an occult perspective, how are the Deep Ones viewed?
The Deep Ones represent the primal and uncontrollable forces of the ocean. In occult traditions, they are seen as gatekeepers to ancient, forbidden knowledge. They symbolize the depth of human unconsciousness and the mysteries that lie beneath the surface, both literally and metaphorically, though they can also be seen as a warning.
A warning? Do explain.
The Deep Ones are beings that have been touched by the madness of the outworld far more than what you would think possible. Beyond the limits of normal understanding, you are changed on a fundamental level. Deep Ones are not born of their own, but created by the curse of Dagon's madness and his powerful will.
I see. Such a fascinating insight. Dr. Jacobs, what about their cultural significance?
The Deep Ones tap into our deep-seated fears of the unknown, especially the vast, uncharted depths of the ocean. They symbolize the invasive and corrupting influence of the otherworldly on human society. Their hybrid nature also reflects fears of genetic and cultural contamination, making them powerful symbols in modern folklore.
That's a fascinating point. It's intriguing how these creatures encapsulate so many different fears and themes. Raven, would you agree that their multifaceted symbolism is what makes them so enduring in our collective consciousness?
Absolutely, Alex. The Deep Ones embody both our awe and our terror of the ocean. They're reminders of how much we have yet to discover and how dangerous that unknown can be. Their presence in the occult serves as a powerful metaphor for the hidden depths of our own psyches.
And let's not forget, Lovecraft's Deep Ones also carry a socio-political commentary, reflecting his anxieties about immigration and racial mixing, albeit through a problematic lens. It's essential to recognize these aspects to fully understand the cultural impact of these myths.
Indeed, the Deep Ones are complex entities with layers of meaning. Now, let's move on with Dr. Elizabeth Murray joining us to explore the representation of Deep Ones in modern culture.
Raven, what are you doing?
I can't, Alex. I can't do this anymore.
What do you mean? The show?
No, not the fucking show. Well, yes, the show. But, Alex, this, all of this, the show we're doing, the space it's got us in, fucking Theo, how can we just keep going on? I can't.
Hey now, let's not get worked up.
Shut up! She
Can't you just shut up? All you do is prattle on and on.
Dr. Murray, how have the Deep Ones influenced modern culture and their symbolic significance?
The Deep Ones represent our primal fears. Fear of drowning, fear of the dark, and fear of the alien. Lovecraft masterfully uses these creatures to evoke a sense of cosmic horror, emphasizing humanity's insignificance in the grand scheme of the universe. The hybridization themes also play on fears of loss of identity and the blurring of human boundaries.
Alistair, could you elaborate on any known rituals or occult practices involving the Deep Ones?
Certainly, Alex. Within certain esoteric...
Dr. Torres, yes. Yes, of course. I mean... Michael, what are you doing here?
We have a show to record, Alex. They don't want to be kept waiting.
You're right. Okay.
Dr. Michael Torres, can you elaborate on any known rituals or occult practices involving the Deep Ones?
Certainly, Alex. Within certain esoteric traditions, the Deep Ones are invoked as ancient entities of power and transformation. Rituals often involve water as a medium, with symbols of Dagon and Hydra used to draw their influence. These practices are said to grant insight into the unknown, though they come with great risk, as the Deep Ones are not benevolent beings.
What are your thoughts on the use of Deep Ones in modern occult practices?
In modern neo-pagan and witchcraft circles, the Deep Ones are less commonly invoked, but their imagery is powerful. They represent the primal and uncontrollable forces of nature. When they are acknowledged, it's usually in a symbolic context, focusing on themes of transformation, the unknown, and the deep and conscious mind.
It seems their influence extends far beyond horror stories. Dr. Jacobs, how do these modern interpretations reflect current societal fears?
They mirror our fears of environmental collapse and the unknown consequences of our actions on the natural world. The Deep Ones, as ancient guardians of the sea, symbolize the wrath of nature and the unknown dangers lurking beneath the surface, ready to strike if we disrupt the balance.
Dr. O'Donnell, have there been any modern interpretations or sightings of creatures resembling the Deep Ones?
While there are no verified sightings, reports of strange aquatic beings persist in coastal towns and fishing communities. Modern interpretations often depict the Deep Ones as symbols of environmental threats, pollution, overfishing, and the mysterious depths of the ocean we still haven't fully explored.
And how do these interpretations affect our perception of the ocean and its mysteries?
They reinforce the idea that the ocean is a vast, unexplored frontier filled with unknown dangers. The Deep Ones, as representations of these fears, remind us of the power and unpredictability of nature, and the limits of human knowledge and control.
Dr. Murray, let's delve into the psychological implications of the Deep Ones. How do they affect our understanding of fear and the unknown?
The Deep Ones tap into our most primal fears. Their amphibious nature and connection to the ocean invoke the terror of drowning and the fear of the unknown depths. Psychologically, they represent the concept of the other, entities that are fundamentally different from us, yet eerily familiar. This dichotomy creates a sense of unease and fascination.
And how do these creatures influence modern occult practices and beliefs?
The Deep Ones are often used as symbols of transformation and hidden knowledge in modern occult practices. They represent the idea that there are forces beyond our understanding, lurking just beneath the surface. This can be both empowering and terrifying, as it challenges us to confront our own limitations and the mysteries of the universe.
Rituals involving the Deep Ones often focus on water as a medium, symbolizing the connection to the unknown depths. These rituals can be elaborate, involving chants, symbols, and offerings to the ancient gods. The goal is often to gain insight or power. But these practices come with great risk, as the Deep Ones are not to be trifled with.
Dr. Jacobs, how do these practices reflect our societal fears and anxieties?
These practices reflect our deep-seated fears of the unknown and our desire to control or understand it. The Deep Ones, as symbols of these fears, challenge us to confront our anxieties about the natural world, our place in the universe, and the limits of human knowledge and control.
Dr. Torres, how do modern occultists and enthusiasts view these creatures today? Are there any recent adaptations or interpretations within the occult community?
Modern occultists often view the Deep Ones as metaphors for the hidden aspects of our psyche and the forces of nature that lie beyond our control. There are rituals and practices that seek to commune with these entities to gain insight or power. But they come with significant risk. In recent years, the resurgence of interest in Lovecraftian horror has brought these beings back into the spotlight, leading to a blending of traditional occult practices with modern interpretations.
Dr. Jacobs, how do these modern interpretations reflect our current societal fears?
They mirror our fears of environmental collapse and the unknown consequences of our actions on the natural world. The Deep Ones, as ancient guardians of the sea, symbolize the wrath of nature and the unknown dangers lurking beneath the surface, ready to strike if we disrupt the balance. This imagery resonates strongly in a time when climate change and ecological disasters are prominent concerns.
Dr. Torres, have you encountered any significant cultural or societal shifts in how the Deep Ones are perceived in modern pagan and witchcraft circles?
Yes, there has been a shift towards viewing the Deep Ones as symbols of transformation and the deep, often hidden, aspects of our nature. They represent the idea that there are powerful, unseen forces at work within us and in the world around us. In modern pagan and witchcraft circles, they are often invoked in rituals of transformation, seeking to harness their power for personal growth and change.
Dr. Murray, considering the psychological impact of these creatures, how do you think they affect our collective unconscious and the stories we tell?
The Deep Ones tapped into the collective unconscious by embodying our deepest fears and anxieties. They remind us of the unknown and the uncontrollable forces of nature. In storytelling, they serve as powerful symbols of transformation, fear, and the alien. They force us to confront our own vulnerabilities and the mysteries of the universe, pushing us to explore the boundaries of human understanding.
Dr. O'Donnell, as we wrap up, can you share any final thoughts on the significance of the Deep Ones in our culture and mythology?
The Deep Ones remain a potent symbol of the unknown, blending ancient mythology with modern fears. They challenge us to explore the vast depths of our own psyche and the vast uncharted territories of the ocean. Their enduring presence in our culture and mythology highlights our fascination with the mysterious and the terrifying, reminding us that there is always more to discover.
Thank you, Dr. O'Donnell, Dr. Jacobs, Dr. Murray, Dr. Torres, and Raven, for your invaluable insights into the Deep Ones. This exploration into the depths of myth and the unknown remind us of the profound mysteries that still persist in our world. This has been Whispers from the Void. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the depths of mysteries and madness. Until next time, I am Alex Sterling, bidding you safe travels on your quest for truth amidst the shadow of uncertainty. Stay cautious and stay curious.